in some ways.
Yeah, so, and it's probably good to kind of talk about, I've got all these different Google Docs open here. I was just kind of getting them into order here. So maybe the best thing to do is just to kind of summarize where we're at right now.
Yeah, I know that we were discussing about pedicel aspect on the inflorescence axis, right?
Right. We talked about that on the meeting last week. Yeah.
Got that done.
That's resolved?
Yeah.
Yes.
More or less, there was still so if we want to jump to pedicels, there was still a discussion about using the word terminated. So I was going to maybe talk with these guys today and see if we could come up with something that instead of saying terminates, because people didn't like terminates. So, but why don't we just step back real quick and let's kind of look at kind of where we've been, what we've done so far. So we have the new fruit terms, right? Mm-hmm. So, and those are all been created and they're all subclasses of fruit. Mm-hmm. So we have all these. And when we talked about these on the conference call previously, we talked about taking some of that and in increasing the granularity or like matching up the granularity with what's in the TO. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about doing, I think, two or three of the, you know, like definitely Caryopsis fruit. And mm-hmm. Because that's a big one that's covered a lot in the TO.
So all the rice annotations would go to Caryopsis, Rhabdopsis ones would transfer.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's wonderful that we've got these new terms in here, but I think we need to kind of follow through with this and update our annotations, which isn't a really hard thing to do because you can just do kind of, you know, a find and replace if you have, for example, in the Rhabdopsis annotations, those would all be
Salique,
right, Salique fruits. And then I think, you know, this fruit, I think the fruit work is would be a really good example to sort of, maybe we could think about writing up a white paper or a small report, you know, and then show how it's kind of carried into the TO and carried into the annotation data.
So Dennis, I was thinking that we can write it like a normal peer-reviewed paper.
Yeah.
And load it on the bioarchive.
Yeah.
In Harbor. So it gets a DOI. It serves as our white paper. And whenever we are ready, we may be able to actually send it to some peer reviewed journal itself. So, and it's not a fixed entity. You can continue modifying it until it is actually submitted to some journal.
Yeah, I have some other thing on there like that now with another group, you know, from the 1KP group. I would suggest, we'll just think about it for now, but yeah, I like the idea. We do it as a review paper, and yeah. We send it to something that lots of colleges get.
Right, and so...
Something like that, where they're known for reviews, and there's a 2,500 subscriber list.
Right, and so much of the work has already been documented in the Google Docs, actually. So what we would start with the intro, why you were trying to with the premise, and what was before, and what you plan, and then show the results, what you tried to accomplish, right? And then with some figures. And I don't mind going as extensive as possible because it's your white paper. You can always just keep on citing it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And so...
And you're thinking the same, right? Parallel to do the same thing with this inflorescence stuff.
Yeah.
And then the seed ones when we move to that.
Right. So, but, you know, I think in the meantime, I think while we're still working on those other changes, I think we should maybe follow through with the fruit work, you know, at this time. And is this something that, Brandon, you'd be interested in taking the lead on?
Yeah, so just to step back so I know what we're talking about here. Talking about connections with the fruit terms and the TO, right? That's what you said in the beginning?
Yeah. So we could show, you know, I think what Pankaj was just suggesting was, you know, kind of write a little introduction about why we wanted to do this. Yeah. Why did we want to create more fruit terms? And then we could show how, you know, show how those terms are created and how that follows through into the other ontology, like the TO, and how we have annotations that we have to these. You know, we could even do an a couple of annotation exercises.
Just show a couple.
Yeah, to show some data that's attached to these, both in the fruit, I mean, both in the traits and the anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then the suggestion is to, you know, write this up with the idea that maybe down the road it could be submitted as a peer-reviewed paper.
I think we have the format, the basic format already set up with the inflorescence documents these guys have been producing.
And I mean, we have a fruit document too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's an exact parallel.
And you know, Dennis, I was also thinking that it might be good. I know you guys have been taking a lot of pictures down at the garden. And
yeah.
We talked about, you know, annotating those.
Do you
have fruit pictures too?
Yeah.
So you have the line diagrams and then connected with the real actual image. I think it will turn out to be a very nice, very nice paper.
I would do a line art and an image.
Yeah.
Right. So you get the line art, which people can conceptualize, and then here's what one really looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how you define it in the ontology. That would be fine. Kind of thing.
And, you know, as time is kind of slipping by on us here, it's good to be kind of thinking about putting this stuff out there.
And
the longer we leave it, the harder, as we all know, the harder.
Yeah, go back to it once you've closed it.
Yeah. And so we were talking, Pankaj, you were talking about this bioarchive. That's the site you sent us.
Yes. It's from Coltrane Harvard.
Yeah. Let me just...
So it does connect with a lot of other journals. So whenever you're ready, you just say transfer this to that particular journal and it will go.
Oh, I think this was on our March, the last call we talked about this, or I put this link in here.
And one thing I would say that in the manuscript or whichever way you want to do it is at least have one generic line art with all the other parts also listed, for example, BRACs or first order, second order, kind of have some kind of a labeling on the image with the conventional name, PO name, and the POID.
Yeah.
Like I remember we did it for potato figure in the...
Yeah, we have that potato image. Yeah, and I think through doing this too, we'll be able to identify places where maybe we need to fill in some more work around the fruit. One thing that I had written myself a note about was we need to actually look at the other half of the planetology in terms of the fruit terms, because we have fruit development.
Yes.
And we should actually have a comment on there, like if people are annotating to fruit development, to use the most specific type of fruit, you know, the correct type of fruit.
Oh, yeah.
So we've kind of done this with other things in the PO. So I had a little reminder to myself.
I mean, I think what essentially Lal is also trying to say is that if you're changing one thing, there are repercussions elsewhere too in the ontology. I know that people want to quickly move on from whatever they're doing. My suggestion to everybody is that if you're changing one place, just make sure that some of the changes are required and elsewhere. And we do reflect that as well in our conversation and editings that we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I would suggest maybe like, so we do have the fruit revision document. Maybe we could just use this same Google Doc or, you know, create a parallel one or something, whatever works for you guys. Uh-huh. This has a lot of the definitions and so on in it, but.
Yeah. These are all fine. So yeah, you can make them into a column or something like that, or in a hierarchy, saying what was the term.
Yeah, we've got it. We've got a
old definition.
I think this one has the hierarchy. I think it's good to kind of go back and revisit these Google Docs, and you know, if they're still valid, let's keep them, and if they're out of date, we can get rid of them because they do accumulate.
When you're doing the document, if you can pull out something. A classical definition from a WordNet or from a dictionary or from Dennis's textbook or what he does, you would see some very classy definitions he understands, but this is what we are proposing, so it's a kind of a proposal as well, right?
Okay. So contrast typical definitions with the PO structure definitions?
A great idea, yeah.
So this is what you would see in a botany textbook, and this is what plant ontology is trying to do.
Okay.
Can you kind of explain why we do it the way we do so to help people understand that? That's great.
In a sense, we are more precise.
Yeah.
And more logical.
And And so, you know, I mean, maybe the thing is to do is to start writing this up kind of as a Google Doc, and then we can, or however you want to do it, if you're going to take the lead on it. But I think it'd be a good idea to set some timelines so that we can kind of move this along. So what do you think in terms of a reasonable timeline?
I would say by what is it, April, May, June. By the end of June, you should be in a bioarchive.
Yeah. Because once we do one, then the other one becomes very straightforward because it's parallel.
Yeah.
So we could start, you talked about images and line drawings, right? So what if we start fleshing out the fruit one like we've done with the inflorescence document, having line art in one place, pictures in one place, just in line with that document, just to...
Right, we could put it in the original document, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, this fruit revision document needs to be kind of updated because I think we had a lot of the proposed. So we could just have like what our current, so like right now, this is not the current definition, right? It's been changed to this one.
Okay, so just purge all of the original stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, unless you want to talk about what the definition was before and then you changed it. I mean, this one is the actual fruit term. So, but the droop one, this would be the current definition here, right? Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you could go through and put in photos or images here. Yeah, that's a great idea. And you know, like I think the end of June is a great deadline, but you know, it might be good to set some shorter time frame goals.
I would say that let's say this is April, right? So by the end of April, if you can transform this into like your results page, right? Make it tables or descriptors, whatever you want to do it. At least have the body of the work be ready. All you need to add is abstract, intro, and some discussion part.
Yeah.
And you'll get your images ready, images and the body of the content ready.
We could then sit and talk about that stuff at the first week of June, right?
Yes.
Sure.
In Corvallis. So.
And that's another thing we were going to talk about is, since you bring that up, about whether Brandon and Dario might be able to come to Corvallis.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Look at the budget.
And I think you have money.
Okay.
You haven't used about 30% of the budget.
Yeah, they, and as long as they behave themselves.
Yeah, they can come here.
And brought it up though was because this would be a good time. Then we would have our drafts and everything, and we can just sit down.
And Mari Angelique would be here too. So I don't mind if you guys can come for even a bit longer.
Okay.
And stay here and actually do some hands-on with FaceTime.
I have to be back in New York on the 6th of June.
Okay. But these guys can stay here.
Right? Let me look at the
calendar. Yeah, that's what I meant. Because I have to go to the Netherlands on the 7th.
Okay. You can take a flight from here. There is a Portland to Amsterdam direct flight.
Okay, I'll look into all that.
There's a Delta flight or KLM flight from Portland to Amsterdam.
Yeah. So anyway, so we'll do it. We'll all be together.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, if you guys, I mean, if you even wanted to come a couple days beforehand, you know, we have Tuesday and Wednesday before the GO meeting after Memorial Day there.
I have to leave now.
Okay. Yeah, so I think those were kind of the big things we wanted to talk about. So,
perfect.
Great. Thanks, Pankaj.
Thanks, PJ.
So I got to go register immediately. Well, we'll do that tomorrow or Monday.
Okay.
The registration for the GO meeting?
Yeah, the three of us will do it together.
Yeah, that's helpful. Do you need me to send you that link?
Oh, we have the link.
Yeah, it should be in the meeting notes.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the meeting notes, I sort of list like the things that are coming up. So this is the GO page here you can get to from the last meeting notes. I don't know why my, I don't know why it's going so slow today.
This is pretty good though.
This yeah, there it is. So this has all the, and we're planning to have a, we're
a model to, for us to do any of the other stuff we want to do.
Yeah, same document.
I'm sorry, what was that, Dennis?
Well, when we do one of these, then we have a model set up. And
we have
then
a model, yeah.
Topic we want, like when we do the seeds one, when we start doing it, we'll be thinking that way from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was great that Pankaj was able to come because we had kind of met yesterday and talked about some of this stuff. So when you're ready, yeah, you guys could go in and the registration link, I think, is here it is. It's on here. Yeah. So, and that helps us kind of like forecast the number of hotel rooms we're going to need and so on.
Okay, we'll get it done by Monday.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. So,
it's nice there too because when Brandon goes there, he'll see OSU. Brandon did his PhD at Ohio State. Ohio State, and one side of the street is buckeye trees.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is, I think, very ironic. There's a row of buckeye trees. That was so ironic.
And only people who know about Ohio know that that's ironic.
Yeah, because I don't get it.
Well, that, you learned something new today. That's good. Okay, so let's roll on this stuff.
So yeah, so
get these things out of here so we can move on to seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think that we need to not try to rush through this too much. I mean, this fruit thing is a good example. You know, there's still a lot of stuff that kind of needs to be filled in around those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think by having this goal of, you know, writing something up, I think that'll really help kind of finish up that work and help us see it. So, I mean, Brandon, how does that sound to you, like, the end of April to sort of have
I'll try my best and we'll start doing the things that I took notes on everything we're talking about.
Okay.
We'll see what it looks like.
And I mean, I can help you with the TO part.
Okay.
Because that might be a little bit, we might have to meet and talk about that a little bit about how we're going to implement things in the TO. Let's just take a real quick look. And the thing I was going to say about the fruit development here, let me pull this up here real quick. You know, the whole, we've added this granularity on the anatomy side, but we actually are quite lacking in terms of fruit development. So in the plant structure development side of the PO, we have a fruit development term, and this describes, this is the go term. It's not the one I want. It's confusing because. Why am I not seeing? Our browser is so inconvenient. Why am I not seeing? There, okay, so it's called fruit developmental stage. So in the stage side of the ontology, you have to remember that there's processes that are occurring and then there's stages. And so the stages are like the landmarks that mark the beginnings and ends of the processes. I'll try to say it American way.
Okay.
So we have this term fruit development stage. And as part of that, so these are the multi-tissue, this fruit development is a multi-tissue plant structure development stage. And we have two child terms under there, fruit formation and fruit ripening. And so I think we need to at least put a note over here, you know, that you should also annotate to the actual fruit. And I have a whole file of papers about fruit development that would be great. I think if we're going to, you know, write up something like this or try to make a paper, we could do some annotation work on those.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
we have an Evo Devo person down the hall working on fruit development.
Yeah. And we could kind of, you know, take a look. I think it would be good to look at the fruit development side of this too. Good.
She comes out of Maize Genetics. Yeah.
I don't think we want to go the route of adding, you know, like Caryopsis fruit development. And but that's something
I see your point. Yeah.
You know, we can think about whether we need to do that or not. I mean, maybe for some fruit types we do, but you know, are the steps that they go through different?
Well, you know, this whole thing, part of this is about people looking at the difference between fleshy and dry fruits,
right?
And distant fruits. So there's all this work on poppies and stuff on how, you know, they do the dehiscence, the tissues involved, but there's not a lot yet. I would say that's something to do in the future, but not worry about right now.
Right.
But I think it's worth us keeping in our heads what you said so that we do the ones where we know people are working on, like a Caryopsis, you know, and a locucidal capsules or whatever. I think we need to keep that in the back of our heads so that we come back and visit this after we get other things done.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, we can be thinking about this.
Yeah.
And you have to, I know Brandon and Daria, you haven't worked on the stage side of the ontology too much.
No.
And someday our paper is going to come out. We've got a plant developmental stage paper, which is almost done. I have to get together with Ramona and talk to her about that. But we have these in the, sort of for you to understand what's going on with this side of the ontology. We have these whole plant development stages, and we also have plant structure development stages. So it's kind of like on the stage side, there's two different ways of looking at developmental stages, because the individual plant structures go through development stages, as does the whole plant.
Mm-hmm.
So we have whole plant developmental stages, which, as you can see on my screen, we have it broken down into the gametophyte and the sporophyte. And if we look in the sporophyte development stages, we have sporophyte reproductive stages. And so we have whole plant. So you have to remember there's like fruit development, and then there's whole plant fruit development, which means this is the stage when the plant's producing fruits. Yeah. So just so keep that in your head, kind of, that there's like these two different tracks. You know, there's the development of the fruit itself, and there's the development of the plant. So this
maturity, basically.
Yeah. So this is like a whole plant begins the fruit initiation stage. So once, we put quite a bit of work into trying to clarify these. It may not be perfect, but at least we have the whole plant fruit formation stage, and then the whole plant fruit ripening stage, mm-hmm. as well as like fruit development and fruit ripening and fruit formation. So just kind of help keep that straight in your head, what you're talking about, that you don't get confused between the two of them. So
okay.
Yeah, no, I think this would be really good. And I think it'll be good for you, Brandon. I mean, you're a postdoc and you need publications, and I'd like to see down the road, maybe we could, I'm not super familiar with this bioarchive, and like, so submitting it there doesn't preclude?
No,
it's a step on the way.
Okay, well, that's good then. A preprint server.
I have a PLOS Genetics one that is done that way right now. It was sent in, it's going out for revision, whatever, but anyway, it's on the bioarchive, and
yeah.
people like those because little things show up when they do that. It's a new way of thinking, and I think, you know, it's one of those things that old guys like me have to get used to.
Yeah, it is a new way of thinking. And, you know, I'm working on another manuscript with someone else currently, and they're using a different site. So I think there's more than one. Is this the one you're familiar with, though, Dennis?
The one I'm familiar with is at Cold Spring Harbor.
Yeah, this BioRxiv.
Yeah, that's the one.
This one, yeah. BioArchive, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no format requirements. It's kind of like a placeholder, so you don't get scooped and people know that you have a paper ready, and you can always update it.
Papers. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's citable and usable by the community.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice of you.
So, let's kind of continue on with the inflorescences in the meantime.
Because I want to get that out of here.
Yeah. So
tearing me down after 40 years of thinking about it. It'll be done.
Yeah. So, but I think, you know, we need to kind of be thinking about you know, making use of this work too. So I think this would be good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've taken as many notes as I can about the fruit stuff and how to flesh this out and work with the document. So
no pun intended, fleshing it out.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I'll start doing that.
And so before we move on, I thought I wanted to just look at the TO here real quick. And so, yeah, and then in the TO, let's just go and look at the TO. Fruit. Well, I'll just say fruit. We'll start with like fruit tenderness. Let's see, fruit crispiness. I just wanted to look and see what we have in terms of fruit. So this is, yeah. So we, you know, we have this category. The simplest category in the trait ontology is the plant morphology trait.
Okay.
And then we have, and then what I tried to do was make the structure under that sort of follow the PO.
Mm-hmm.
So these upper level terms under fruit, under plant structure morphology. So these are the children of plant structure, like cardinal organ or cardinal part of a multi-tissue plant structure, collective plant structure, in vitro, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So the fruit is a multi-tissue plant structure. And so the fruit morphology traits are under this multi-tissue plant structure. And so you can see all these different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see we have all these things like, some of these are CO terms, but we do have a lot of TO terms as well that are, let's see, like fruit color. I was trying to find one that was like specific to... We have a lot of caryopsis or grain kernel terms. All three of those, caryopsis, grain, and kernel, are all caryopsis fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would recommend maybe is taking a look at this and seeing it, you know, if you see places where you think we should add terms to make it more granular or to make it, you know, match. Well, we actually talked on the conference call a couple weeks ago, I think, about... This is not the one I wanted. I wanted the previous one. I think it was like the middle of March we talked about this. And I think Pankaj suggested, I don't know if it's down here or not. Maybe it was the previous one. Pankaj suggested just doing like maybe the caryopsis ones first. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm flicking around here.
Okay, is this when he was talking about grains of economic importance sort of stuff?
Yeah. So let me just see caryopsis. Yeah, so we have, and in addition, we also have, you know, some terms in the PO, like caryopsis hull, mm-hmm. which we probably need to take a look at and see, you know, if there are related terms that we probably should call this like caryopsis fruit hull or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you see this hasn't got the proper PO ID in it. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of encouraging, before we get too far down the road from these fruit terms, I really think it'd be good to clean up a few more. I think we kind of did the fruit ones in like a kind of a, what's the term? Like just did the fruit terms. And then when you got into the inflorescences, I think you realized that there's all this related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even looking at the TO for those yet, but in terms of the PO, there's a lot of related stuff. But there's actually a bit of related things on the fruit in the PO as well that we probably should catch.
Okay.
Yeah. And like this is an example actually where we have, you know, the old name, we just called it fruit, and then we said, you know, caryopsis.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is caryopsis hull.
This is caryopsis hull, yeah. And so that's and this actually has its own tracker. And hull, you know, the hull is kind of a complicated thing, because in the TO, it's kind of used in traits, it's used kind of loosely. So I think it wouldn't hurt to look at this. So what's another one we have, like a silique? Let's just see if we have any silique type things. So we have silique fruit. And then it's picking up. Why is it picking up? Fruit nucellus. Yeah, and so it's good we have that. We did put this statement on these. If you're annotating to this term, use the most specific. Yeah, that's good. So that's why it's picking up those. Oops. Stupid thing. You can never go back.
It's part of the audio, the sync code.
Yeah, but that's a thing that you see a lot when it comes to Caryopsis and like corn and grain stuff, where they'll have terms that's like a generic term, but like in corn, and that's what this is. Yeah,
what was the comment, Dario?
Oh, we were just talking about fruit nucella,
there is no such thing.
Something nucellus, whatever that nucellus thing was, or like the Caryopsis fall.
Right.
I was saying that there's a lot of like terms that would be generic, but like specifically for corn. So like that hull thing is probably just the pericarp from Caryopsis fruit. And so that's what I was just pointing out to Dennis.
But the nucellus is part of the ovule.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's definition.
Like, so like nucellus is like that portion of the ovule.
And it would all be gone by the time the fruit was mature.
Yeah, it's... No, it's a confusing term.
So which one are you talking about? Nucellus?
Nucellus. Like whether or not there is a persistent nucellus in the fruit, right? Yeah.
Let's look at the definition of it here and see what it says. It needs some work. It just says a nucellus is part of a fruit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, let it go.
I mean, I guess if something doesn't... No, I don't know.
Antipodals proliferate. Which is kind of interesting. You get a red styler spot as a result of it.
That's cool.
And you know, maybe the way to deal with that is to put a comment on there and say,
yeah.
Usually, the if
about it, I'll go back. Don't need to deal with it now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's important, you know, to kind of catch these things while we're in this area. So what you're saying is that it's probably not. It doesn't persist, and you know the. I don't know why we would have created it unless someone wanted it. It's usually, although it's been around for a long time. So.
It's part of the gramming thing.
Yeah. It's an old definition. Yeah. So it wouldn't hurt probably to take a, you know, look through the ontology and see if there's other cases where the fruit ones need to be tweaked. And I was just looking at fruit morphology here. So you see, this is why it's picking up these, because we've put in all these synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oops, there we go. So we have Caryopsis morphology trait and blah, 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 and kernel. And so we could think about, you know, if we want to break out the morphology traits into the separate types of fruit.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Let me say people. Yeah, I can look at these and see if there's anything that I could add or suggest.
Yeah, and I mean, like the idea I think was that maybe we don't need to create them all at once, but the ones that people are using or the ones we have data for is important. Yeah. Let me just look at the children of this. So like, you know, because we have a lot of these generic fruit traits. And then we have like grain density, and we have a bunch of grain terms. Let me see where this is. Yeah. Oh, and it's under seed morphology, and which it shouldn't be. That's in the wrong place. I'll make a note to fix that. And so just a little background history here. And you'll probably still see examples of this in the TO. I've tried to fix as many of them as I can, as I find. The grain, of course, you know, and the Caryopsis and the kernel are all fruits. They're not seeds, actually. I mean, they're seeds inside them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this grain density should not be a seed morphology trait.
Okay.
So it's a little confusing. So if you find things like this and... It's defined as a grain quality. Anyway, I'll take a look at this TO term and make sure it's in the right place. We originally, when this was set up, you know, there was confusion about whether it's a seed or a grain. So we've tried to kind of tease that out and straighten that out. And I think most of it's fixed, but may not all be fixed. If you find other examples, we will fix them. The TO really needs a lot of work, and it's really important, you know, for what we're doing. So I'd love to have you guys do some stuff on it. That'd be great. Let me just see what the parent is here. Green density. Oh, I see. Yeah, we have this weird thing where the relations don't show up in the browser, which is super annoying. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the sort of the part that Pankaj wanted to join in on. And so I'm going to close all this fruit stuff, and I'm happy to work with you guys and, you know, help coordinate this. Let me know what you want to do with it. And
well, what we'll do get the document in the same format as the inflorescence document, and then start augmenting it with photos, example photos that are annotated with PO terms, line drawings that are annotated with PO terms.
Yeah. And maybe what we could do is make a list of like the other things that we see that need to be fixed or where we want to change it in the TO.
Okay.
And so I think I just want to tell you guys, so, you know, in terms of Pankaj's question about the pedestals, I'm not sure if we actually resolved it to the way he wanted it. But the pedestals are almost done, I think. I mean, these changes are done.
We finished it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and the one thing that came up on the conference call, though, was this whole thing about terminates. So I think we need to figure out how we're going to do that. So, yeah. And I know, Brendan, you were out last week and or the week before or whatever. And Dario and I met and we talked about this a little bit. And I wanted to let you guys know that so there were three part of relationships on this original inflorescence, right? The one that was originally flower pedestal.
Yeah.
There was three part of relationships on that. And so I moved those to the new term pedestal because they have to be on like the upper term. So now, I don't know if we can see it in our stupid browser, but frustrating browser. Yeah, so you might have seen that come up in the
well, the pedestal is the stalk of a flower. End story.
I'm sorry, Dennis, can you speak up? I couldn't hear what you said.
The pedestal is the stalk of a flower. So
well, it yeah, but except we can't call it a stalk in the PO. It has to be a shoot axis.
I don't care.
Right, I know. But just so that we're not
close this word.
Anyway, so what I want to say was I moved this like pedicel cortex and pedicel vascular system and the bracteole to the new term pedicel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, and I think I was looking these over this morning. I think they all look good, but if you see anything else that, and like you understand why that has to be on the new term, right? Why the part of relationships need to be on that new term.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I do think I remember when, you know, before we made these changes, when I was just like dragging around the, you know, the terms and putting pedestal where it is and everything, seeing that there were other relations on there, but, you know, just making
other relations.
The relationships you're talking about now, those three relations, I think.
So it's
that I just.
Oh, like the pedestal cortex and yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All parts.
Yeah.
The part of the flower that bears the flower.
Yeah, and it says bears, only a flower or a fruit, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one says bears.
Yeah, I like bears.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Did you know that bear, bears, bear, bear, bears, bear?
I'm sorry?
Bear, bears, bear, bear, bears, bear.
No, I didn't know that.
It's a take on English language,
I
right?
I still don't know that.
Bear, bears, bear, bear, bears, bear.
I think I'd have to see it written out for it to make sense.
Naked bears give birth to naked bears.
Oh, I see. Bear bears give
bear bear bears.
Yeah.
Bear bear bears. Well, that's really funny.
Well, but two definitions and of the, ER, yeah. EAR. That's a great one. Bear, bears, bear.
That means Daryl's very tired.
Yeah.
Bear, bears, bear. Bear, bears, bear.
Exhausted, Nate.
Barely bear, bears. Barely bear. Barely bear, bears.
Okay. I think we've done enough.
Okay. So these look like. Oops. Let me get back to
Pedestals. Bear, bears, right? You gotta love it.
I like it.
Especially for people who like tell her. Oh, see, that'll twist her head around.
Evil hater.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but we need to figure out what we're going to do instead of terminates here, because so in the children of Pedestal,
the bears, the parts, full stop, just get rid of it, dump
a pedestal
it.
That bears a flower in an inflorescence.
Okay,
well that would work.
Yeah, and then that's perfect. You know, it's sort of neutral about terminating, but we know the flower parts are on it.
Yeah.
So somebody will need to go in and make this change then.
I'll do it.
Brandon will do it.
Brandon will do it. Okay, good.
He's doing it right now. I'm kidding.
So I'll just put this in red. And you know, one thing I noticed this morning, I think this document is not quite up to date with where the changes are, but I was looking at this morning, and I would avoid, so in general in the ontology, it's good to not use plurals. So like this sentence, I think I would actually change a little bit to talk about the single pedestal.
Node, determinate growth, and is the ultimate axis of a plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimate axis of an inflorescence.
Well, for just regular
pedicel. Yeah. Okay. That works for me.
Okay. I'll do that.
I love that.
And maybe at the same time, you could update the Google Doc.
Okay.
Because like we don't have like the, you know, we have some comments on here, but it hasn't been updated.
Okay.
And then we want to make sure that, sorry for being like so anal retentive about this, but it's really important that we kind of have all these boxes checked. We need to make sure that the, yeah, so it looks like I put in the revised comment here. But so this link, this is the new one, right? New term pedestal, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's once these trackers are updated, let's close them.
Okay.
And then we know it's done. Yeah, so we might just make a little revision on this. Whenever I come back and look at it on the browser, then I'm like, oh, okay, no, maybe we don't want to do that. So, yeah. Tweak that a little bit. So I think the pedestals are pretty well done. We just have a couple little tweaks maybe. Yeah. So change this to bears, update the Google Doc, make sure the trackers are updated and when you can close them.
All right. All noted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. And then the things that kind of need to be finished up on this are, I think we still need to go back and look at, were we still working on the spikelet pedestal? We're still talking about this spikelet.
Yeah, we didn't do anything with spikelet pedestal.
Yeah. Yeah. So these two maybe need to be finished up.
Yeah, I don't have a resolution for a spikelet pedestal on top of my head.
My resolution was to remove it.
Oh yeah. Dario suggested deleting it entirely.
I don't think it's worth laughing at.
That's fine. I'm still in trouble. And I don't have a.
Yeah, because we've got child terms on it too. So we need to. I mean, that's a possibility, but we need to check and make sure that there's annotations on it. That's a problem. And then we would have to, you know, we would have to get rid of the child terms too. If you get rid of the parent.
Right. I was thinking deleting all of the children too, and I didn't see any annotations. That's why I wouldn't have suggested it if I saw any.
Right, of course. So let's get back to our diagram here. So what you're talking about is getting rid of the spikelet pedestal, pedestal of ear spikelet, and pedestal of tassel spikelet.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, and it makes me kind of nervous because I think if these were in here, someone must have requested them. Yeah, and then, you know, and then we have some of these, there's some of the part of terms are down at the bottom here. I put in this diagram about the maize flowers. So I think before we you know, abandon this, we need to kind of figure out if we're going to give this. We talked about on the conference call, like renaming this, maybe, like not calling it.
Yeah, I don't have. We did. I can't think.
Rosy Finna Spikelet. Let me look at the the pedicel of the ear spikelet. A lot of this stuff kind of came, you know, part of this came from maize, and so.
It's like, this is the little peduncle.
Yeah, I know it's a peduncle, but it's a peduncle. Remember we tried to come up with a word like that?
Yeah.
I like the idea of it.
No, we got to just come up with a peduncle word that's the diminutive of peduncle.
Yeah.
I think we should steer clear of diminutives. Around.
Well, no, we use leaflet.
I know.
We use branchlet.
Something like leaflet bothered you really badly, like your whole life.
I think we should diminutives, and we should delete that set of terms.
They're in Latin, diminutives.
But
do you remember, Dario, there's actually no such thing as deleting a term.
Yes, I know. Obsolete.
Like our,
so we would have to obsolete it.
Right.
Look, but
how about,
well, we have to do whatever we have to do to it so that we can stop pretending like it's a real thing.
All right, so we still have a little bit of work to do on the pedestals then.
All right.
Yeah. So I have to go to another meeting here in about 10 minutes, but so I wanted to just bring us back to the pedestals and make sure that all these dots, I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Okay.
And we don't forget about this, because I think this is kind of important.
Do you want me to try to say what I think I should do with this? See if I've got it?
Sure.
Okay. So I need to change terminate and like words to bears. I need to revise the comments so that when I talk about a pedestal, I'm not doing it in the plural. I'm talking about a singular pedestal.
Sounds good.
Update the Google Doc, and I need to close all trackers associated with these changes once I've made them. And before doing all that, I'll pull the latest version.
You'll do what?
I'll pull the latest version and then commit the changes and push it when I'm done.
Right. And then we need to decide what we're going to do about the pedestals, the spikelet pedestals.
The spikelet pedestals.
Yeah.
We'll decide that.
Yeah, that I...
I'm going to talk to the Latin guys about the diminutive for peduncle.
Okay.
How to make a diminutive. So,
yeah, because we even say this is not a pedestal in the strict sense, so... Personally, I would prefer not to get rid of these, but if we can define them properly, then...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tricky because... Like you said, it's not a pedestal in the strict sense.
And in Spanish, it's either.
It's not a peduncle in that same sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's neither a peduncle nor a pedestal.
No, it's new term we're going to have.
Peduncle. Yeah, so I don't know.
So the peduncle is what bears the inflorescence itself.
Yeah, it would be what's like analogous to that same region we're talking about, that same first internode of the entire inflorescence rather than this secondary, the second order inflorescence.
Right.
So it's a kind of a...
So could we just call it spikelet peduncle? Because the spikelet is
like a solid
inflorescence, right?
Yeah.
That might work, right? I mean, and then there's no diminutive.
I mean, really...
So Dario's happy and can go home and go to sleep.
The only thing I would say about that is we have second order inflorescence there, and we don't have a peduncle of that.
So this is especially just for this.
Just for a spikelet?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
And you say that in the thing.
Yeah.
Because you're referring specifically, this is specifically the axis of the spikelet.
Okay. The first internode of the spikelet.
Yeah. So the way we define peduncle is a shoot axis that extends from the last foliage.
Okay, we've got to call this spikelet.
The stem or branch until the, I know, but we got to make sure that, because it would be a child of peduncle then, right? So we have to make sure that this definition holds true.
Spikelet.
Look at the...
It's a higher order inflorescence axis. And a peduncle is not a higher order inflorescence axis, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that?
So the peduncle that we're talking about right now in a spikelet is a higher order inflorescence axis. And the peduncle is part of, or like a first order inflorescence axis is a continuation of a peduncle. So that's a kind of a conflict that I'm thinking of potentially.
Okay, so that's something we got to take into account then.
Yeah.
So, and you see that, and so I think we need to actually look at peduncle too, because it says in plants with a single flower, the peduncle ends with the flower.
Yeah, this is a little holdover that I noticed when I was looking at the pedicel terms. Historically, pedicel and peduncle have either been, depending on how you look at it, conflated or used in synonymy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Incorrectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we need to put peduncle on our Google Doc there. And
okay, yeah, we can change these.
What's that?
You could change the comment so that it's restricted to that first internode in an inflorescence.
Right. And then we're going to have spikelet peduncle, which is going to be the first internode in a spikelet.
Yes.
That way people can do their gene links directly to the first internode.
Right.
In the grasses.
Yeah. And that's why I have in that flowchart, I have spikelet pedicel as a child of higher order inflorescence axis.
Okay.
Right here.
Yeah, flower pedicels in a different place now, so I have to update that flow.
So this could be updated too, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a note to update the flow chart.
Okay, so I think that's about enough to talk about today. and on Monday, what it would be good if we could just, I mean, on Tuesday next week, you know, I don't think we need to like go through all of this.
No.
The whole group, but it would be good to go over the inflorescence types because I think the definitions are in good shape.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday, we're just presenting definitions of the inflorescence types.
Yeah. What do you think?
Not addressing any of this stuff.
Well, it's just us that addresses the.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
This Mongo or Barry. Well, Barry's always good for everything.
Barry would be great to have in this discussion. Unfortunately, my understanding is that Barry will not be there on Tuesday. I'm not sure if he understood the whole thing about the date change or if he meant, like, he emailed me, you know, I'm sorry for the confusion yesterday or Tuesday, you know, I sent out the notice about the meeting and then I changed it. And so he applied to the second notice, but I'm not sure if he realized that it was the date change. Anyway, so, yeah, I think we could introduce the, you know, go through the inflorescences fairly efficiently with the group because there shouldn't be a lot of like problems with those now.
Do you think that I know that you've been through it a million times, but do you think that PJ will have a chance to sort of just like briefly look at that types document?
Well, that was sort of what I was hoping that we were going to do today with him, but he, you know, then it ended up that he wanted to talk about this other stuff and then he had another meeting he had to go to. It's hard for me to say if he would have time to do that or not.
All right. There would be a lot of benefit to that if you could get him to look at it.
Yeah. He's really difficult. I mean, he's not difficult, but it's difficult to get his time sometimes.
I know. Well, he's a very busy man.
Yeah. So we could email him or ask him to look at it, but, you know, and so ideally it'd be good if, you know, if I could put this together and send it out on Friday, and then that would give him a heads up.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know if I want to get tangled too much into, you know, this figuring out about the peduncle and stuff. If we want him to look at the inflorescence types, we'll get him to do that. And then we can work through this and sort of come to a solution, hopefully, and then we could present that to him maybe. And say, yes, we fixed all the pedicels. They're all good.
Pedicel doesn't show up in the definitions anymore.
What definitions?
Like the types definitions. It doesn't even
Right, show right. I noticed that. And I think that's better.
Yeah.
It'll eliminate some of the problems we had last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the only final thing that I wanted to mention today was... So, you know, this work on the inflorescence axes.
Yeah.
I think we need to kind of do the same thing here as with the fruit.
Like the infructescences?
Yeah, we need to do the infructescence axes too.
And then all the terms that are associated with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that. Actually, Brandon has it like locked and like ready to go to address all the terms that have to get changed from branch to axis.
Yeah.
I started a document, like assuming that would need to be done too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as well done as the inflorescence one right now, but I did start it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So You're probably like, oh my God, what else has she got on her list?
No, it was, I mean, like I said, it's been on our list since like the change was made the first time.
Yeah. And yeah. I think we can do the same thing with this document. I think we need to like review it, make sure everything is updated on the tracker, close those trackers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm happy to, you guys said you were busy Friday, right?
Right.
Yeah. But maybe Monday we could touch base and just discuss where we're at with things. And I think we should try to, keep meeting maybe once a week.
Okay.
And, you know, get all these things done. I know there's lots of stuff, but it's great. We're getting there.
Okay. So how about Monday, our normal morning time?
Yeah. Can we do the earlier, like 8:15 for me?
Yeah. You're 8:15. That works for us.
All right. I just love having meetings on Monday at 8:15. No, that's fine. It works for me.
Okay.
It's easier in terms of the office.
I'll make those pedestal changes.
Yeah.
And, we'll just start working on this fruit paper then.
And I saw something weird this morning. I was looking these over. I was looking at the 10th order one. And there's this one statement in the comment that looked really odd. Yeah, this right here, I think we need to tweak this wording because it says it's the greatest specific inflorescence axis order. It just sounds kind of odd, I think. Oops.
Yeah, I think that refers to it's the only like specific, it's the highest specific.
Highest, order. Yeah. But you didn't want to use highest order because that's one of the names, right?
Ultimate.
Yeah. Okay. And people think, yeah, as long as it says in the PO after it, yeah, that's fine.
The ultimate order, the penultimate order, and the anti-penultimate order.
Yeah. I think here is because...
The second part of the sentence is fine. I would almost... I think we could almost break this into two, but when order is ambiguous or unknown, annotate directly to higher order inflorescence axis. Yeah. So this part is just the weird part, the part I put in yellow. Let me add. I'll insert a comment here so that we flag this.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds great.
All right, great.
Yeah, thanks for making time today. This is good.
Well, thanks for taking good time. Meeting.
That was I'm super excited about writing up this fruit stuff. I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, that was the most we've done in one meeting.
That was efficient, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really efficient. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I'm looking forward to seeing you here in Corvallis, too. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting.
It's going to be a good meeting. And Chris will be here, and Marie-Angelique will be here, and so.
Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
You have to go. I was looking at the clock in the conference room here. They haven't changed it since daylight savings time. And I'm like, it's only 11. I got another whole hour. And then I'm like, no, I don't. It's noon. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be in touch.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.